In this edition of the Edgar podcast, we meet Patrick Rosemast, a Swiss golfer who fought back from adversity with his capacity to see a glass half full. A remarkable man with some remarkable friends, making for a winning combination. This writer didn't ask Patrick Rosemast whether he'd seen a psychotherapist during his rehabilitation, but we suspect that had he undergone such sessions, it would be doctor as well as patient who would have left inspired and full of energy when their time was up. Such is the positive nature, analytical skill and desire to act and make progress that is etched into Patrick's manner and conversation that 30 minutes into your session, you might think anything is possible. Patrick's laugh and smile is a tonic in itself, but this tall 52-year-old from Switzerland is also clearly humble when he thanks those who have helped him recover. Patrick will tell you he is fortunate to have emerged from a couple of dark places, and he is in no doubt of the part that his wife, Ravina, his kids, family and friends all played in supporting him. It was just in late 2020 that brain surgery led to hemorrhage and the symptoms of stroke, and ironically, part of the reason he is now upright and walking, breathing and smiling is due to his wife's hobby, golf. This strange game he initially resisted, but it has actually been a huge part in his rehabilitation. He says, "I would not be the Patrick today without golf. Definitely not." And without the notion of golf during rehab, he wouldn't have found his great friend Miro Waldvogel, a fellow golfer and sharp as a tack character who comes from a nearby area near Zurich. And without Miro, Patrick may not have done a pretty big, exciting thing for G4D, Golf for the Disabled, in his home country, helping to inspire a number of Swiss golfers on an exciting new pathway. But let's begin at the beginning. Patrick didn't really like golf. He was into football, ice hockey, handball, tennis and later mountain biking. When he first got to know Ravina in 2014, he was still scarred from early experiences of golf as a young guy, when golf in Switzerland seemed just full of flash guys parking their flash cars at the country club. Ravina extolled the virtues of the game. Her swing today off an 11 handicap propels her drives 250 yards. Patrick tried it, off and on, largely to please Ravina. But in his mid-40s, he was trying to convert Ravina instead to his mountain biking. Fortunately, where Ravina was concerned, it was not about the bike, and larger things loomed when she helped Patrick first in 2015. It was cancer in and around the stomach.
I mean, I have to say, I have definitely the best wife, which you can imagine. And she was here for me several times with different other things. I had once cancer, which I recovered. I didn't need chemo and all these kind of stuff, but I was actually as well close to die. And as well, if my wife wouldn't have been telling me, "Patrick, now you go to the doctor." No, really, I think 2 days later, I would have died. She pushed me there already and saved actually. Yeah, no, at that time, really, she saved my life. And the problem was I was bleeding and I felt energyless and I was white in my face, close to yellow and so on. And I had no power. Walking up a stair was for me like having a bike marathon, 8 hours or 6 hours on the bike, you know? And really, I remember, I mean, I was at the doctor, he was taking blood and he was saying, hey, he was calling to the hospital and said, hey, you need blood infusions. You actually don't have any. Yeah, exactly.
Thankfully, Patrick recovered. And when he wasn't enjoying time with Ravina and their three daughters from her first marriage, he was often out in the beautiful hillsides in Switzerland on the bike, suffering a few falls in which he banged his head, which perhaps goes with the territory. His other great love, and he stresses he really does love his work, giving a huge smile, was operating as a securities finance trader in Zug.
Well, yes, definitely. I mean, a lot of handling pressure,
two, three things. Multitasking always was an issue as a trader anyway. Quick thinking, quick responding, planning. Yeah, I mean, I was working quite a lot. Definitely too much. Well, I was actually working since 1986 in the financial industry in several positions, mainly trading positions. And I think it was in 2020, I had for about 2 years, I had headaches like crazy, and I couldn't get away of them. And I remember that once my wife just said, hey, now really, it's time, you have to go. And I was thinking maybe it could be two more. And I was a little bit scary, you know, because yeah, when you have the feeling something is wrong, you do not... Actually, the first step is not going to the doctor, actually, especially as men. We are always going when you are close to die, right? So it was my wife, of course, as well, which was the driver for me. And it was nothing special due to my mountain biking I was doing before. I was falling quite a lot from the bike, of course, over the handlebar and on my heads and so on. And due to that reason... it has built direct connections between arteries and veins. And the pressure is too big for that. And therefore it was giving such a headache because it was just behind, also here where all the nerves and so on are coming together. And normally this is a routine operation. I had two of them, which had to be closed. And... yeah, I think it was 0.03% that something can go wrong. And unfortunately, I was one of these persons.
As a statistician and a professional analyst, the odds suited Patrick just fine. And he went into surgery a little nervous, but with confidence that all would be okay. And thinking about the golf ahead, perhaps, he hoped that he and Ravina could look forward to pursuing a single-figure golf handicap in 2021. That was the plan. When he woke up, though, everything had changed.
And then I just felt, wow, where's my left arm? Where's my left leg? I couldn't feel anything anymore. And I know. I mean, I was still under the narcotics, and I knew, oh, that's not good. But I was thinking, what's my name? Where I'm coming from? My wife, kids, where I'm working, my dad, birthdays, and so on. Just to realize that at least my brain still is working. I was lucky that my face actually wasn't affected. Okay, but as I said, maybe an hour later, and then I would have forever, right? So it was actually just the left side, which wasn't moving anything. And I mean, I saw it and I realized already in the hospital when I saw the doctors coming and the professors and whatever, when they were trying and were seeing what kind of movements I'm able to do if something is going, you know, you see exactly that they have expected more from a recovery than actually already is available. I always know I'm very, very positive. And that definitely, together, of course, with my wife supporting me so much as well during that period. I mean, for her as well, this was a huge shock. Seeing me just laying in the bed. I mean, I not even could go alone to the toilet or take a shower or whatever. Yeah, but she was just giving me as well so much energy, so much support, and said, look, it doesn't matter.
This was all only at the end of October 2020. What strikes you next in the conversation is that early in his rehabilitation, Patrick started researching online with positive intent. First about the best wheelchairs to consider, which were the lightest and the most mobile, and then what sport and activity he might look forward to playing. This research would lead him to fellow Swiss golfer and now close friend Miro, who suffered a brain injury himself at birth. And also to Manuel de los Santos of the Dominican Republic and France, who is seen in YouTube videos playing off his right leg after amputation to a very high level. Then he found the work of Edgar and the forming of a friendship with Urs Bucher, the Swiss Paralympian who is famed for his prowess in wheelchair curling, himself an Edgar golfer who hits from a paragolfer. The encouragement of Urs would lead to great new steps for golfers with disability, thanks to Patrick, Miro, Miro's father David, and a few other key supporters, with support from the National Federation, Swiss Golf, and Plusport. But that first contact with young Miro would be a crucial driver for Patrick.
Yes, exactly, exactly. So I didn't feel alone, and I was sending him an email and was telling, "Hey guy, I saw your video. I'm surprised. I'm flashed. Can we meet up? Because I have to start now as well playing pickup golf again with one arm, and I'm sure that you can be of assistance for me." And we have met then, or we have done our first tournament in Turin in Italy. And since then, we are traveling with Edgar around Europe. Yeah, and then I found as well Urs Bucher when I was in the rehab, because I was in a wheelchair as well at the beginning, because I couldn't walk anymore. Of course, I mean, I was Googling and I saw a lot of golfers playing in a wheelchair. And for me at that time, it was clear, it doesn't matter. If I'm in a wheelchair, okay, I'm in a wheelchair, then I will be a wheelchair golfer. If I can stand up again and walk in a certain way, yes, okay, then.
Patrick's positivity and the support of Ravina made for good rehab, seeing him leave the real clinic Zilslacht after 4 months to continue improving his motor skills and range of movement, and then to the point of considering even returning to work.
The problem I had actually coming back, or the brain damage itself, I mean, I remember the first training sessions, concentration and so on, I mean, it was 5 minutes, and then I was totally destroyed. I had to go for at least half an hour sleep or 1 hour sleep, because I just was passed away. But, you know, the brain was empty, right? And it came back slowly, slowly, slowly. I mean, today, the brain function still works perfectly. Nevertheless, stress, working a lot, walking for me needs power, it needs energy, because I have to every step I do with my left feet, I have to concentrate.
Remarkably, Patrick reported for a fortnight's work trial period back with his company, Interactive Brokers, in mid-March 2021, just 4.5 months after his brain trauma.
15th of March to 1st of April, we did a trial phase, and then, yeah, I mean, it was planned 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, five, 6 hours. But I think 1.5 months or 2 months later, I was back at 8 hours. And then, of course, with the whole COVID thing and so on, which was as well very present, yeah, 12 hours, 16 hours.
Huge praise, therefore, to Patrick's colleagues, who encouraged him to rejoin the team and did so because he was such an important part of that team. Patrick wished to thank Paul Brody, Brian Sussman and Roman Jus and many more colleagues for their fantastic support. Today, golf also continues to play a vital role. "Without golf, I would have fallen down a dark hole," says Patrick. "It is a lifesaver that has allowed me, a little damaged, yes, to play one-handed. Golf is everything."
Golf for me, knowing that golf is still an option. It doesn't matter if I'm in a wheelchair or in any other form of playing golf. Having actually the possibility in my rehab, having lessons where I could play actually golf in-house, not on a golf court, but it was a therapy to have the balance, gaining balance back, you know, and try to swing and so on. And that was, I would say, family, my wife, friends standing behind me, of course, most important, the job, safety of the job, and knowing that I will be back on the golf court. That was so important for my well-being and getting back. Because I knew biking, not possible. Football, hockey, ice hockey, handball. I mean, all sports I was doing, playing tennis, squash, that definitely doesn't work anymore. Not in a way which I really would like to have it, you know. But golf, due to the videos I saw and everything, I knew, yeah, wow. For God's sake, I have met my wife in 2014. For God's sake, she was playing golf. And actually, I was starting playing golf, yeah. I would not be the Patrick today without golf. Definitely not.
When he plays his golf, Patrick has to think carefully about movement, and there are areas of his left side that don't quite obey his thoughts. He plays right-handed, but with a backhand swing.
Exactly, because the thing is, you know, when you get out of the wheelchair, you have to walk again, you know? And I mean, you do not have any real sensibility. I still, when I'm standing, my knee is like a feather. I do not have the possibilities for correct compression of the muscles, of all the muscle groups, to have a solid stand, okay? And so therefore, of course, yeah, I mean, stand there with club as well with this hand, I was trying to play with the two hands and swing this way. And then I said, I mean, why having something which bothers you in your swing, take one hand?
Seeing Patrick and his friend Miro together, you immediately sense their natural bond, their chemistry. Both have mischievous senses of humour. The younger Miro, never afraid to poke fun at the avuncular Patrick. Both have suffered brain injuries that have had a similar impact on their lives in many ways, and both display a tremendous attitude and desire to get the most out of life, out of every day, partly through their golfing adventures. The two men have now played half a dozen Edgar events together in different countries, from Portugal, Switzerland, Belgium to the UK, where they were recently at the St Andrews Links Open in Scotland. Meanwhile, at the end of June, they were playing in the Irish Open for golfers with disability in Rogenstown, Dublin. When we first met up with Patrick at Vila Sol in the Algarve, Portugal, he said it fills him with pride as a Swiss golfer with disability to be able to participate in international tournaments.
It's an amazing experience. It's an honor, actually, to play for Switzerland, to be here representing Switzerland. I'm proud.
Working with Urs Bürger, fellow Edgar player Emmanuel Besset, Miro and Miro's father David Luisi, last year Patrick was integral to setting up the Swiss Paragolf Association. This new association has started with 16 active members, but Patrick is confident this can grow in the next year or so with the support of friends of the association and other organisations who are keen to help golfers with a disability in Switzerland. Patrick would also like to express a big thank you to Swiss Golf and Plusport, which last year for the first time held the Swiss Championship for Disabled Golfers in Ascona. He is also impressed by the company Migros Golf, which, with its mission statement Golf for All, has added to interest in the game in Switzerland, believes Patrick, and he thanks the company for their positive work. The Swiss Golf Association is one of 39 countries who are members of EDGAR, and visitors to Swiss Golf's website will find information on how to start in the game, where to play, and advice on training and development of volunteers and staff. New innovations like Golf Sixes, which is a six-hole team format supported by the RNA, and Golf for Girls, grab your attention. But in the July issue of the magazine Swiss Golf, which is found on this website, the editor offers three more inspiring stories under the headline For All. In three articles, we meet Pierre Massard, who is thriving through golf playing from a paragolfer after a serious mountain accident in 2004. Different on the outside, similar on the inside, is Pierre's view. Meet also Doris Stalder, who is visually impaired but found a new love in playing golf at the age of 60, and Fabiano Parator, who went through a lung transplant in 2019 but is back on the course and keeping his faith in life through golf. Patrick pointed out the magazine to us, which he was delighted to see, and he now hopes more people, many with a disability who might be brand new to golf, may now be discovering the work of EDGAR and other supportive organisations in the media at large.
I'm sure we have hundreds of other players playing in clubs which have not yet been aware that actually, hey, there is something like EDGAR, of course, which I'm very thankful that actually, EDGAR is existing, and I remember when I was in rehab and was Googling about whatever kind of disabled golf things are available. Miro first was the impression, and then I second was EDGAR. And when I went through everything, I had to say, wow, it's amazing what these guys have done for us as disabled golf players. And then, of course, I mean, all the Edgar movies and all the Edgar YouTube videos and so on. I mean, that was the inspiration, actually. I have to say, in the rehab, which gave me a lot of mental strength, say, wow, you will get out of the wheelchair, you will play golf again.
Patrick is perhaps most proud that he was able to create a team of four golfers for the first time to play in the EGA's European Nations Cup for golfers with disability in June 2022, flying the flag with the help of the Swiss Golf Federation. Patrick, Myro, Emmanuel Berset and a fourth member of the team, Patrick Mouran, were proud and delighted to take part.
This is wonderful. This is really an inspiration. And I remember the European Teams Champion and Teams Cup, which Switzerland took place as well the first time. It would not have been possible if I would have not been so stubborn and really push it through. But we just wanted to take part of it because we knew it is so essential. Whatever kind of result, we didn't care. We just wanted to be here, show up and say, hey, there is a movement in Switzerland. We try to scope up with what you guys have since 20 years, 30 years.
Doing such a thing for the first time can be the hardest challenge. And Patrick and Myro and the team worked wonders just to take part. Since his brain injury in 2020, there have been many peaks and troughs for Patrick. That is expected. What's not quite so expected is the positivity he uses to face these challenges, employing his love of the fresh air, exercise and camaraderie of golf to maximum effect. But he doesn't call them peaks, as in peaks and troughs. They don't quite do the good times justice. He likes the word pyramids instead.
I would say if one of these pyramids would have missed, I would not be here today where I am. Definitely not. No. Look, as well, this is just amazing. You play golf with a handicap. You go to the T1, people don't know you. They see you playing with one arm, the ball flies. It doesn't fly 250, maybe it flies 160, but it flies straight. These guys are just impressed. And being able, as a disabled sports person, to participate with non-disabled ones in the same game, this is something so unique. I don't know another sport where you actually can do it. But I would say in golf, there is no barrier between disability and non-disability. It doesn't matter.
You can find out more about the work of the Swiss Golf Federation at www.swissgolf.ch. And you can find out more about the Swiss Paragolf Association on their website, which is www.swissparagolf.ch. On that Swiss Paragolf Association website, there is a quote from Arnold Palmer which reads, "Success in this game depends less on strength of body than strength of mind and character." Surely Arnold Palmer would no doubt be very impressed with Patrick. Two people of real character there, shaped by life. This Edgar podcast was written and narrated by Ben Evans, and the sound production was by Martin Maynard of Sounds Good. You can find more stories of people with a disability thriving through golf in the profiles section of the Edgar website at edgargolf.com, and you can contact members of our team through the website.